Not offhand, that I think of. Sunday week.
My friends of yours that you went to school with use that just as likely as their parents or grandparents?
Probably so.
All right. If you want to know the time, you might say to someone,
what time is it?
And on my wrist, do they have a
watch?
And if, what time was it about?
About 8 minutes ago.
About 8 minutes ago would be 12:30.
All right. And 15 minutes later?
From now?
Well, 15 minutes from 12:30.
15 would be quarter till.
All right. If it hasn't, rained for a long time, you'd say, you might say it hasn't rained for a long time, or you might say it hasn't rained for quite
a while.
And if 1970 was last year, 1971 is
this year.
Yeah. And if it hasn't rained for a long time, what would you call that?
A dry spell.
All right. How about if it didn't rain for about five or six weeks?
Or what are you getting, a drought? Something
like
well,
that. Whatever you use.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right, sure. See, there are no right answers. That's the thing. There are no right answers here at all. The right answer is the word that sounds natural, feels natural to you. Talk about a little boy. Say, how old is that little boy? Say, he is, say...
6'3", something
three
like that.
Three what? He's three...
3 years old.
Yeah. And if something happened on July 8th, 1970, you'd say that happened just...
a year ago.
All right. And how would you describe the weather today?
As fair.
All right. You might say it's a... Would you say it's a fair day? If you're going to use day, you might say it's a...
I'll say a nice day.
All right. And if it was overcast all day, you might...
Cloudy day.
All right. And if the weather has been, it's been a nice day, and then the suddenly the clouds appear and rain is expected, you'd say the weather is
changing.
All right. And those things, the big white things up in the sky, are
clouds.
All right. If you have a heavy rain of short duration, what would you call that?
Probably a thunder shower.
All
thunder
right.
Storm.
Did you ever use any other terms? Are you familiar with any other terms for just a torrential rain?
Like a cloudburst or something like that?
Anything, any other words come to your mind?
Storms, just something like that, that's all I think.
All right. And someone might ask you, did the wind
blow?
You say, yeah, it
blew.
It has
blown.
All right. And if the wind's coming from the direction of Dalton, say, say the wind's coming from the...
from the south.
All right, if it's coming from the direction of Madisonville, you'd say the wind's coming from the
north.
All right, and how about if it's coming from Chattanooga? Well, that, yeah.
Chattanooga would be southwest, well, from the southwest.
All right, and how about, say, Knoxville?
Would be from the north or northeast.
All right, and how about Clinton?
Where's Clinton?
Well, that's, or Oak Ridge over that
Oak Ridge would be northwest.
You ever heard of Clinton?
I've heard of it, but where it is, I don't know.
About 10 miles west of the northwest of Knoxville. I was just wanting to get that. Do you use that those terms and talk about the wind? Would you ever talk about a southwest, southeast, northeast, northwest wind very naturally?
Not usually. I'll just say, you know, the wind's blowing or something like that. My grandparents particularly would.
Talk about it in terms
In terms of directions.
If we talked about a heavy rain, how about a lighter rain? What would you call that?
A shower.
And something even lighter than a shower?
A drizzle.
All right. And if you went out one morning and looked out, you couldn't even see out to the fence there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because there was a lot of
fog.
That's right. And you'd call that what kind of a day?
Foggy.
Sure. If the wind hadn't been blowing and then suddenly it begins, you might say the wind is...
rising, starting to rise.
Sure. And then if it's been blowing and then suddenly stops, you might say the wind is...